Unit 14, Culture and Spirituality. Mikey and Sarah are colleagues in the same section of a company. Listen to their conversation and practice with a partner.
How did you like your pilgrimage to Issei Jingu Shrine?
It was awesome. I was overwhelmed to see Issei Jingu, the head shrine of all the Jinja in Japan. Such a prestigious place.
It's the shrine to honor Amaterasu Omikami, who is the highest ranked deity in the Japanese mythology. And because of this, it has a deep relationship with the imperial household.
My knowledge about Jinja and the spirituality of Japanese people is based on the Dewa Sanzan Mountains, but the atmosphere in Ise was totally different.
It's like comparing the sun to the moon, the sea to the mountains.
Exactly. For me, my impression of the Dewa Sanzan Mountains is of the deep history of mountain worship infused with the syncretism of Shinto and Buddhism. On the contrary, in Ise, I felt that the gods of ancient Japanese mythology are as vivid and present now as ever.
I understand what you're saying.
Also, I was so impressed to hear that every single day in the morning, the priests build a fire and draw water like in the ancient days.
Gosh, that would be impossible for me. I'd use a lighter.
I bet you would.
For ancient people, a pilgrimage to Issei once in a lifetime was a common idea they embraced. And actually, my grandparents formed a group called a ko for people to visit Issei together.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Villagers used to take some sake and food with them to meet people returning from the pilgrimage at the bus stop at the entrance to the village.
So these traditions were practiced locally until very recently.